This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there!
Get a hold of
it! Everybody in there!
Get into it!
Ooh-way.
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show. And online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation. Always dressed up and ready to go, even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello and welcome to the Grill Nation Show here at 980 AM. I am your host, Jason Grill. Thanks for joining us today. I greatly appreciate you listening on the radio or via podcast. If you're listening there at the podcast page, Grill Nation Show on iTunes, please review, like our show on iTunes. We greatly appreciate all of your support. Also, if you're joining me on grillnationshow.com, thank you so much. Today's show is going to be awesome. I'm very excited about it. We are going to have on the Children's Place. But before we get to that, I want to thank our partners and supporters of the Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill. Title sponsors of the show are MoBank, BOK Financial, Two West Companies, and Ryan Rink. And also contributors to the Grill Nation Show include the KCADC, the Kansas City Area Development Council, and Port KC. Appreciate all of your support, especially that from MoBank, BOK Financial, who is joining me for their monthly show today. In studio right now, I have on two great people from MoBank BOK Financial. I have on Kalinda Calkins, who's the Senior Vice President of Treasury Services at BOK Financial. She's also the incoming board chair of The Children's Place, which we will get into later today with their CEO and president, as well as their Vice President of Development and Communications. Also joining me for the first segment today is Noelle Fallon, who's the vice president at MoBank and the regional communications manager. Kalinda and Noelle, welcome to the Grill Nation Show. How are you today?
Great. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. It's great to have you guys. Thanks again for your support. You guys are awesome. Love coming to the studio when I get to see you guys. Let's just be honest right now.
Yeah, I'm planning on coming every month.
Well, we needed some new talent.
My guests
okay,
are not.
All right, thank
we
you.
We need some new talent from MoBank BOK Financial
Good.
To bring on these amazing guests.
Throw my hat in the ring.
Oh, there you go. Hey. So, guys, Kalinda, it's your first time.
Mm-hmm.
You are joining us today because I mentioned the Children's Place. We're going to have on Ann Thomas, who's the president and CEO, and Polly Howard, who's the vice president of development and communications. Tell us about the Children's Place and some of the things we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, the Children's Place is a really special, I would say, not as well-known brand within Kansas City that works on the little Kansas Cityans that have experienced trauma and traumatic events and helps to kind of heal those hurts. And that really is the tagline, where hurts find hope. And I really think that everyone listening will be surprised at the needs of these littles throughout our community and that it actually happens in our backyard. I know I was.
Mm-hmm. So you were involved for about 3 years with this organization.
That's right.
So, yeah. So on the show, we're going to talk to their president and CEO and their vice president of development and communications and really kind of learn more about what they do. They help people or children from ages 12 months to 6 years in certain day treatments. They also do a lot of outpatient work with some older children. But again, their mission statement is the Children's Place where children and families heal from life's deepest hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Their website is childrensplacekc.org. I'm really interested to talk to them, Noelle, about their ways that they actually provide services and hear from their CEO about some of their success stories.
Oh, yeah. I actually toured the Children's Place for the first time this past Thursday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I had I was aware of the brand mostly through Kalinda's involvement. But we had some of our executive leadership in town, and our CEO of our parent company, BOK Financial, said that something that was really important to him while he was in town was to tour a nonprofit that is doing things in the community, and one of our bankers is involved in. And so I spoke with Kalinda, you know, as the incoming board chair. I thought it was a great opportunity to expose some of our leaders to the nonprofits in our area. It was incredible.
Yeah.
You could tell being there, you know, within the first 15 minutes, how much impact they're making in the community. And these children are just walking through the halls, smiling, giggling. One thing that really stuck out to me is they kind of have an area, it's a wall where they have a tree that focuses on.
This moved me too when I did my first tour.
Right. The statements that the kids make as they're transitioning out of the program, going to kindergarten. And it can be things as simple as, you know, I learned that police aren't bad. Or I learned that firemen are safe, because some of the things that these kids experience, you know, the last people that they see before they're taken from their home are law enforcement. And I mean, it was amazing. I learned it's okay to be sad, safe. I mean, it was just, I mean, I'm getting goosebumps
and
now.
It's their little handprints, or it's the parents. I learned how to talk to my child.
Yeah.
Because that's not how they were talked to as a child, so they didn't know how to talk to their children. And that tree of hope is what it is. And but it is those little comments that I think we all take for granted. But I learned how to acknowledge my feelings. I learned how to say when I was mad or sad, and that's okay.
A lot of traumatic events that they help children with at the Children's Place. They're located right off the trolley trail on 59th Street in Kansas City, Missouri. Really excited to talk to the leadership of the organization about ways people can get involved, whether it's volunteering, donating, also some of their upcoming events, as well as really kind of taking a deep dive on serious issues in our world, like mental health. We're gonna talk about the changing perspective on mental health on today's show. We're also going to talk about, again, the services that the Children's Place offers here in Kansas City, whether it's day treatment, whether it's outpatient services, whether it's training for folks that want to help kids, whether it's advocacy on a more of a public policy, public affairs front, on ways that they influence and help children through legislation and whatnot. Again, today I'm going to be joined by Ann Thomas, President and CEO at the Children's Place, Polly Howard, Vice President of Development and Communications. And in studio now is Kalinda Calkins, who's a Senior Vice President of Treasury Services and at BOK Financial, and Noelle Fallon, who's been on the show before, who's the Vice President and the Regional Communications Manager at MoBank. We have a few minutes left in our first segment of the show today. Any updates you want to share? Well, first off, let me talk to Kalinda. Well, Kalinda, what do you do at BOK Financial? Because we have never had you on the show.
Sure.
And our cast of characters, you're new. This
is your
first.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I had known you were going to read it from my LinkedIn profile, I would have updated it to.
I just want to let our listeners know that Kalinda got a 4.0 in her major in college.
You're not supposed to say the last
State University.
Yeah,
she's Wildcats, a power cat.
Because Anne's going to say something about
Jayhawks
here.
Yes, yes. And I'm a Mizzou Tiger, so we've got everyone.
We got everyone. You know, I manage our Treasury Services team for BOK Financial.
Please tell us what that means in about 30 seconds.
I work with commercial clients and help their accounts payable and accounts receivable process. Help them do their business more efficiently and hopefully more cost effectively.
Okay. That's a great plug for what you do. And the website is, what website should direct people to today?
MoBank.com.
MoBank.com. Kalinda has been there for 12 years. Okay. And Noelle, anything you want to share with the listeners in our final 20 seconds before I bring on our guests?
No, not really. I'm just really excited for you guys to get to speak to the Children's Place. I think that this brand, it's a good opportunity to build it because they're doing amazing things.
It is. And their website is, again, childrensplacekc.org, and on Twitter. And make sure you type in TCPKC on Twitter. We're going to be joined by the Children's Place today on the Grill Nation show. Appreciate you joining us each and every week. And remember, you can connect with me on Twitter at Jason Grill. We'll be right back.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's on to me.
Hello and welcome back to the Grill Nation show here at 980 AM. I appreciate you listening today. I'm your host, Jason Grill. Thank you for joining me today on the radio, or if you're listening on iTunes via podcast or at our website, grillnationshow.com. I again want to thank our title sponsor of the show and a great local company here, MoBank BOK Financial. Each month they join me and bring on an exceptional guest, and we previewed the show in the first segment, and now we actually have our guests here in studio, a couple more of our guests, and our feature on today's show. I want to bring on Ann Thomas, who's the president and CEO at The Children's Place, Polly Howard, who's the vice president of development and communications at The Children's Place, Kalinda Calkins, who's the senior vice president and treasurer of treasury services at BOK Financial, and the incoming board chair of The Children's Place as well. And I want to thank Noelle Fallon, who's the vice president of regional communications and a regional communications manager at MoBank, for helping to set up the show. It was great to talk to her in the first segment. The Children's Place is online at Children's Place, actually, I'm going to get your website right, childrensplacekc.org, and on Twitter at TPCKC. Welcome to the show, everybody. How are you today?
Hi, Jason. Great to be here.
It's great to have you. Okay, so first off, I want to talk to you guys about you guys, and then we'll get into kind of what the Children's Place does, what its mission is and whatnot, and then get into some really cool success stories and ways people can get involved with the Children's Place. But first off, Anne, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background?
Hi, Jason. Well, I'm glad to be here. I have been at the Children's Place for 9 years. I have been CEO for 4 years. My background is actually in social work, and I started off graduating from KU. Go Rock Chalk.
There you go.
With a master's degree in social work and became a child therapist. And
for those that don't understand that, was that a 2-year degree you have to go through after college to get a master's in social
correct.
Work?
Correct. Okay. 4 years, a bachelor's degree in psychology, and then 2 years as a master's degree in social work, and then about 2 years of internship and training on top of that. So my specialty is really, I've always cared about working with young children and started off at another nonprofit here in Kansas City and worked there for 14 years. And when one day I was searching, I was getting ready to hire another therapist, and I was online looking at jobs, and I saw that the Children's Place was hiring a vice president of programs. And I thought, I've always wanted to work at the agency. The funny or interesting part about that is when I graduated from college, my very first resume went to the Children's Place. I wanted to be a therapist there and didn't get even an interview. So when I got to apply as a vice president of programs and they hired me, and now being CEO, it feels like a full circle experience, because I've always believed in the work of this amazing agency and admired it. So to be part of it's pretty phenomenal.
So you got you did a good job in your first position, and they liked you enough to hire you as president and CEO.
Yeah,
huh?
Exactly. The board did. The board did, anyway.
Yeah, well, right. Polly Howard, introduce yourself and your role at the Children's Place.
Hi, I'm Polly Howard, VP of Development and Communications, and thank you, Jason, for having us on as well. I'm in my first year at the Children's Place, came on in October. I've been in fundraising for about 13 years, and prior to that was television news. So when the position with the Children's Place came, I did a little research, and to say it was an easy sell was beyond words. You know, it's really, in fundraising, I kind of look at it as anything I can get behind and support. And this was definitely one of those causes. It was really easy to get behind and work towards. So I feel honored and blessed to be a part of the organization.
So you mentioned TV news. How was that? How was that part of your career, and why did you decide to leave?
Well, clearly I'm not there. It was great during the time.
You did that for about 5 to 7 years. Yeah, I'm looking at your LinkedIn and TV on air.
Yeah, roughly. So I looked at, you know, development really parallels well. What I liked about television news is the reporting side. Sitting behind the desk wasn't near as much fun as being out talking to the people. And when I was looking at kind of switching careers, that parallel, like, okay, I'm building relationships in development. Same thing as being a reporter. So, well, the hours are a little bit better, and
well, you don't always have to come up with a story every day, right?
Right.
Pitch it to the producers.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
I think people forget about all of the actual writing you have to do as a reporter and an anchor, and then also it's not just being on TV and showing up at a breaking news site or a sometimes you have to create, you have to follow stories, and it's not as glamorous as some people make it out to be,
and
right?
It was small market. It was a great experience, but
now you're in development.
Now I'm in development. Happy to be here.
That's awesome. And Kalinda, introduce yourself to the crew. I thought you'd been on the show before, but I guess you have not.
We both can't remember, which I'm not sure what that says about us, but Kalinda Calkins and I have been with the organization, the Children's Place, for the last 3 years on the board and rolling on to the board chair this next year. And I've been with BOK Financial and MoBank for 12 years. So it's been an amazing, I will echo kind of what Polly said. And my goal is to be an on-air TV anchor. So anyone listening... can hear me.
Well, you should take some notes from your friend to your left.
Exactly. Send me some private messages on my LinkedIn. But I have loved being a part of the organization. It really is a place that you go and you're immediately connected, and you think, what more can I do? Seeing these littles and what they have been through, and hearing their stories and the way that the Children's Place really changes their lives in the most positive way. It is really, really, it tugs at you as a person. I think definitely it paired well with me becoming a mom the last couple of years. And, you know, I think everyone can hear the story and the mission of the Children's Place. And once you really hear what they do in the community and really what the community needs, you ask, what more can you do? And that's really what drew me to it.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the actual Children's Place. It started in 1976, is that right? And what was its mission? And kind of talk to us about kind of what its mission is today.
Sure.
Give us a flyover.
Well, I think what's really amazing about this organization is the mission has stayed true for 40 years. It started as a community need. Back in the mid-70s, the laws in Missouri changed about mandated reporting. And suddenly teachers and coaches and ministers were noticing children that were being hurt. And as more and more children were being identified, it was Children's Mercy Hospital and the family court system that started seeing all of these children being recognized. But then it was the question of, now what? What do we do? How do we help? What's the next step? And so it was the combination of leaders from Children's Mercy, from family court, and then partnered with the Junior League, who took it as their special project for several years. And they did lots of research around the country of, how do we help young children that have been abused and neglected? What came from that was not only policy changes here in the state of Missouri, but also the fact that they decided to start a program and start a place for children where they could come and heal after bad things have happened to them. Mm-hmm. And it started simply with, it was a really generous man named Jerry Smith, who owned car dealerships, and he donated a dealership, an empty dealership he had. And so our first building, the classrooms were literally in like the garage stalls, mm-hmm, of this auto dealership. Wow. So it was truly a grassroots. People came together. The board members then had to come paint, build a playground, very different than our board members now. It was really like, can you
bring
hammer?
How do it, Kalinda?
You know, donated a lot of their own personal funds to get it started. And they started with what they called a therapeutic nursery. It was really a place where the kids could come, you know, all day and be safe. And then the second program was, how do we work with their big people, their parents, and help them heal and become stronger in their parenting capacity, so we don't repeat this cycle of abuse. Mm-hmm. We know that in parenting, you do what you've experienced until someone else has stepped in and changed things. And so the original mission for the Children's Place was a safe place for children where they could heal and get the services they needed to do that, but also really help their big people. And that is the exact same mission that we have today. We've, mm-hmm, just expanded. We are no longer in a garage. But
where are you guys located?
We're at the corner of 59th and Brookside Boulevard. Mm-hmm. We have been there for 30 years.
30 years. Wow.
Yes. But that used to be a furniture store. And at Ridge before that, it was Wolferman's Bakery. So we apparently are very nimble at fitting into existing buildings. But
30 years, huh? At that one spot.
One spot. Uh-huh. Wow. The big green building
and
on the
for
corner.
For those that don't know where it is, it's on the trolley trail.
It is on the trolley trail.
It's close to where you Crestwood Chops is, a few blocks down, right?
Correct.
That's okay.
Right, about four blocks down.
Okay.
You'll recognize the bear outside.
Yes, the teddy bear. And that's kind of one of your
iconic symbol.
Yeah.
You know, we transport the children every day
door to door. So they're there. One of our programs, again, is this day treatment program. So the children are there from 9 to 3 every single day, and we pick them up, we bring them there, and we drop them off by that bear. And children come, get off the bus, they hug the bear before they go in their classrooms. So not only is that bear iconic for the community, but it really is symbolizes this is a safe place where you're going to be loved and hugged on, and the kids, they hug it every day.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Okay, so the board, talk to me about, Kalinda, what inspired you to kind of become the chair and kind of what the board does for the Children's Place.
Sure. Well, I mean, what inspired me, I came to do a tour of the Children's Place, really introducing kind of BOK Financial. I had worked with the CFO at another organization, and so he had asked me to come and tour the Children's Place. I think he knew that I would be, on the floor playing with kids before I knew it. And by the end of the tour, I was like, how can I be involved?
Yeah.
He
knew that was going to happen.
He had every intention of having that happen. So I asked them, how can I be involved? And we talked about the board, and I have done a variety of things. I have headed up our development committee. I've also headed up our sponsorship committee, corporate sponsorship committee for our gala. That's every April. And, I think our board does a variety of functions, from operations, assessment, our kind of strategic development, and new communications. And so we kind of run the gamut. And so we have a variety of corporate leaders throughout our community that really help this organization focus on the kids while we focus on getting the name out in the community, brand awareness, as well as just running the organization as best we can.
Amazing stuff. After the break, I want to come back to some of your services you offer for children and get into some perspectives on mental health, as well as in our last segment, ways people can get involved. You're listening to The Grill Nation Show.
Psychic spies from China try to steal your mom's delish.
Welcome back to The Grill Nation Show. I'm your host, Jason Grill. You're listening to 980 AM, or if you're on iTunes via podcast, we greatly appreciate it. You connect with me on social media on Twitter at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. I'm also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and other Instagram. Just search for my name. Love to connect with you. Also want to thank our partner and supporter of the Grill Nation Show, MoBank, BOK Financial. They do a great job in Kansas City. They're just amazing people over there, so I appreciate their support. We're talking about the Children's Place. ChildrensPlaceKC.org is their website. And the Twitter handle is at TPCKC. I'm joined today again by Ann Thomas, President and CEO. Polly Howard, who's the Vice President of Development and Communications. And Kalinda Calkins, who's the Senior Vice President of Treasury Services at BOK Financial. She's also the incoming board chair of the Children's Place. Okay, so we've got a little background here. I want to talk about your services that you provide for children. You briefly mentioned the day treatment. Let's start there and kind of dive deeper into that.
Sure. It is probably the program that makes us most unique. There is not another program like that in the Kansas City area, actually even in this region. Mm-hmm. What it is a therapeutic program set within the context of an early ed classroom. So what that means is we provide door-to-door transportation for children, about 50 kids a day. Almost all of them are involved in the child welfare system at some point. They may have recently come into foster care. They may be reunited with their family. They may be on the adoption. But all of those children have experienced significant traumatic events in their lives. On average, the children in that program have experienced 5 or more traumatic events. And to put
their ages are 12 months to 6 years?
To kindergarten. So those children are from infancy up until when they'll go to kindergarten. We bring them in because during those ages, we know the brain develops rapidly, and even though they've experienced tremendous hardships and tremendous stress, we can repattern those experiences. And that is the time to get involved, provide new relationships. We provide occupational therapy. We provide speech language therapy. And then all the children are getting mental health services in the context of also learning to socialize within a small classroom environment. So they're learning about cubbies and sitting on the carpet and those kind of things that will help prepare them for either their next preschool experience or going into kindergarten. Mm. And that's our day treatment program. And it's phenomenal. what we see in there is the children in our community that are most severely hurt. And it's hard to think about this, but 12% of the children under age 18 in the state of Missouri will experience three or more traumatic events in their lives. So 12%.
What are those? Explain
traumatic
those.
Events. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, that can be anything from a horrific car accident. It could be experiencing a tornado, but it's also living with a parent who has significant mental illness. It's witnessing domestic violence. It's being a victim of child abuse in the form of physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional neglect. It's children that have been experienced house fires. It's children that have been burned. It is children that have been shot. It is children that have been beaten. I mean, we see the gamut of, I would say, some of the worst stories of in our community.
In the Kansas City, Missouri area.
Correct. Okay. Correct.
And you provide food for them as well.
We do. Again, when the children arrive, we do. It looks like an early ed center. You know, they get breakfast and they get lunch and they have snacks. And you know what? They have cute little cots they take naps on. But during the day, they're also working a lot with grown-ups and getting a lot of one-on-one attention to, again, repattern the experiences.
Who are they working with? Let's stop there. Like, what types of occupational people or whatnot?
We have five classrooms, and each classroom has two teachers. Our teachers have bachelor's degrees and master's degree in education or social service related fields. So they are constantly with highly trained individuals at all times. Our classrooms have between 10 and 11 children, two adults, two teachers in there. And then we have volunteers that participate. But then we also have the speech therapist coming in who does groups and works with the kids in the room. Occupational therapist sits in the room. And then, of course, the mental health therapist. So we have this transdisciplinary team that comes together and looks at each child's needs and how do we best meet that.
Mm-hmm. You also, in addition to day treatment, you have outpatient treatment. Polly or Ann, do you want to speak about that and what that is and define that for our listeners?
Yeah, the counseling center is our outpatient arm of the organization, and that we serve kids up to the age of 8 through that program, and anyone in the community. Where the day treatment is because we do bus the kids from door to door. It's restricted to Jackson County, but on the outpatient side, I mean, we stretch the state line. Anybody can obtain those services. There's also family support services, and that is just helping the caregivers of the children learn how to better take care of the kids who have experienced trauma. You know, I know as a parent, I need all the help I can get. And I think, Ann, you've said it best, we're all amateurs at some level, but with a child who has experienced such extreme traumatic events in their lives, you need almost a professional parent to learn how to, you know, you approach discipline differently. You approach redirecting. It's just a different philosophy, knowing how a child can handle the different things that come at them.
And that's the outpatient types of people, the things that happen are stressful times, deaths, divorce, financial hardships, different things that affect your children's feelings.
Jason, this is one of the things that is so important for Kansas Cityans to recognize is that we all experience hardships.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone goes through traumatic events in their lives. And what we've suddenly realized that when you're small, it used to be like, oh, they didn't see it. It didn't impact them. But now we know that's not true. We know that those early experiences do set the course of how you feel about yourself and how you create relationships. So our outpatient counseling, which again serves children up to the age of 8, is the program that we are seeing the most requests for. We have a waiting list of 30 right now to come in and have outpatient therapy. And that's different. The family comes in, they meet with a therapist. The therapist works not only with the child, but with whoever there is caregiving for them.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it helps them heal. We are a place of hope. We are a place where together with positive relationships, we can overcome just about anything. And that's what we're doing in our outpatient counseling is they come in, you know, for an hour or two a week and work with a therapist around how do we help all of this work better for us.
We're talking about the Children's Place here on the Grill Nation show. You also, in addition to day treatment and outpatient treatment, you do trainings. Talk to us about the trainings and how that works because there's all kinds of different ones you offer. They're all on the website too at childrensplacekc.org.
You know, I think one of the most important things that Polly already talked about is when you are working with a child who's experienced trauma, you don't go back to the traditional ways of parenting or interacting or even teaching. And what we understand is a trauma-informed response is you have to look at their behaviors and their experiences as a way of expressing what's happened to them. And so it's really important that as our staff has sort of come to appreciate all the nuances of working with a traumatized child, that we use our voice to advocate for them in other environments. So we work hard to train other early education providers, school teachers, other families, child or social workers from the children's division. We do a lot of training to really elevate the voice of a traumatized child so people know how to be helpful, not hurtful, in their responses to them.
One thing I will kind of piggyback on, what I think is interesting is these kids come into the children's place and their birth certificate might say they're 3 or 4. But because of the amount of emotional and just the developmental delays that come associated with trauma, they may in actuality be showing signs of a 2-year-old or younger. So bringing them up to speed to what their actual age. So while you say, okay, a 4-year-old should know better. Well, if they're actually functioning like a 2-year-old, they don't necessarily know better. So being able to be responsive to those children in those times of their actions and behaviors.
That's amazing. And one thing also, too, I want to mention is there your advocacy work. As someone who works in advocacy and who works in government and public affairs, it's very important that, you know, you have relationships with different associations or coalitions and also advocate for these children at a local, state, and national level. And you guys do that.
Yeah,
which is exciting.
Well, and again, we're being the voice for young children that don't have a way to communicate their needs very well. And a lot of people don't understand what, again, that this is really happening right here in Kansas City.
We're talking about the Children's Place here on the Grill Nation show. Okay, so let's talk about mental health. You know, I know you have a unique perspective, the group does, on mental health. And there's a lot of changing perspectives on mental health. And let's talk about that. So start us off there, however you'd like. I just, you know, these two words are getting so interpreted these days. Mm-hmm. And people, I don't know if they really understand it. What is the changing perspective right now going on in mental health?
Well, our hope is one that we start to destigmatize it. That mm-hmm. just like, you know, parents take their children annually to the pediatrician to make sure developmentally they're fine. If they have an earache, nobody hesitates to run to the doctor to get it checked out. But mental health should be the exact same thing. They should run parallel because when our mind and our emotions and everything are healthy, our body is physically healthy as well. They parallel together. But there still is a stigma that if my child is really anxious, I'm not going to go tell my doctor about it. You know, I don't know what to do. We don't run to the doctor as easily when we see a child is really sad or depressed or you know, having big behaviors that typically are a sign that something is bothering them. And so I think it's that where and why we don't see that in the same way as an earache or, you know, mm-hmm. a broken arm, you know, in the sense of
parents are just a lot different when it comes to that issue.
We all are.
Yeah.
How many of us ask for help?
Yeah.
You know, when we're feeling down and blue, it's a lot easier to go have a, you know, glass of wine and numb ourselves than to go back and think about what do I need to do to understand why I'm feeling this way right now.
And it's taking the stigma away from parents that do ask for help, it being something that's accepted now. And because that's just not what they maybe were brought up as. That's not the healthy environment that they saw. And so it's kind of recreating those pathways of this is what a healthy parent-child relationship. And I think that's what surprised me about the Children's Place is seeing, you know, professionals teach parents how to have those really happy, healthy relationships with children, not what they experienced.
Right.
It's an interesting subject. Just so many different things you could talk about with mental health and parents and you know, you guys obviously are helping children who have been had trauma, but sometimes some parents are too involved, right? And that creates a lot of anxiousness with their children and expectations. And I don't know, it's just fascinating to talk to you guys about that. Again, we're talking about the Children's Place here on the Grill Nation show. Ann Thomas, Polly Howard, Kalinda Calkins are with me today. After the break, I want to talk about some success stories and ways that you can get involved with this amazing organization, the Children's Place. You're listening to the Grill Nation show. Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show. I'm your host, Jason Grill. I appreciate you listening today on 980 AM. I hope you've enjoyed the show. If you listen on iTunes via podcast, we greatly appreciate it. If you want to give us a good positive review, a rating on there, I've never asked for that, and I've been told by people I need to start asking for that. So if you like the show, please review it and rate it on iTunes. Also, you can check us out at grillnationshow.com, where I'll post photos of today's guests, and you can listen to all of our old shows on grillnationshow.com. We're again joined by the Children's Place today. Ann Thomas, Polly Howard, and Kalinda Calkins are with us today. Appreciate Noel Fallon as well for helping out with this show. Let's talk about ways to get involved with the Children's Place. But before we do that, actually, let's just talk about a couple brief success stories that you guys, can relay to the listeners just so they understand kind of some of the cool successes that you've had recently or in the past. And you want to start with a quick success story?
Sure. You know, every day we see successes. Let me just describe, when a child first starts at the Children's Place, we call it kind of the deer in the headlights look. They've usually been so stressed out and hurt by life that they don't trust people. We see them withdraw. We see them not want to interact. And so for us, when we see smiles and giggles and laughter, we know that that's a success. But probably, I mean, every day there's a story that pulls all of our heartstrings. And when I think about children that come there, they are children that have experienced grown-ups maybe in their worst moments. And one of the stories that I always go back to as a young girl who was about two. She was 2.5. She had been placed to live with her grandmother, and we really don't know what happened to her in those first 2.5 years. Her mom had a severe addiction issue, and there were probably multiple people in and out of the homes where she lived. When she arrived at us, she'd already been through 3 daycares because she screamed so much on her first few days at those other daycares, she would throw up. She'd make herself so sick. And so people were like, we don't know what to do with her. And she came to the Children's Place. We did a lot of slow transition to get her in. She met the teacher before she actually started. But on her very first day, she wasn't throwing up. That was a success on day one. But one of the things that was so remarkable is at lunchtime, as the teachers were pulling out the cots, she began to hyperventilate and began to get really upset. And our staff looked at her and said, oh no, baby, those cots aren't for you. Those cots are for our friends. You're going to sit right here with your baby doll. And they put her in a beanbag chair next to the teacher. So what we started realizing is the idea of laying down for her was horrendous. Wow. So let's think about, we don't know what happened to her, but we have strong reason to believe she was sexually abused. So she didn't want to lay down at nap time. And so she didn't have to. She slept in beanbag chairs. She sat there and the teachers worked with that. But what we did is we desensitized her, which is a fancy term for we slowly worked her way into being comfortable. So one, we worked really hard to build the relationship with her so she knew she was safe with all the grownups in the room. But one day, the occupational therapist came in and she had this big ball with the nubbies on it that are fun. And she was playing with all the kids, but she was rubbing it on their arms and on their backs, because when kids have been hurt, they don't like touch sometimes. Mm-hmm. So we give them lots of different touches. But this little girl was watching and she wanted us to rub the nubby ball. She lays down on the floor and the occupational therapist rubbed it on her back, and the little girl was fine with that. So the teacher said tomorrow to the occupational therapist, said, tomorrow when you come in, could you have the kids lay on a cot and we'll massage their back that way? So they put the cot down. Other kids did it. This little girl watched, and then she volunteered to lay on the cot and get her back rubbed by this nubby ball. Well, guess what? That day she asked to sleep on a cot at nap time.
Wow.
And that was the beginning of her being able to lay down flat and feel safe enough that she could take a nap. That took almost...
This is a two-year-old.
Two-year-old.
Okay.
This took 8 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
And now she can lay down and feel comfortable and safe and take a nap.
Wow.
Well, that was the beginning of her feeling safe enough to trust. By the time she left this agency, she was an outgoing, giggly, jumpy, had no reservations of working with new people. New people came in the room. She was appropriately in the say, could say hi to them and talk to them. She was no longer this scared, frightened child. We discharged her because the average length of stay is about 15 months in our day treatment program. We discharged her. She went on to another daycare, and her grandma has stayed in touch and just says she's doing remarkably well. Nobody would ever know that she's experienced this horrible abuse because she doesn't function that way anymore.
That's an incredible, incredible story. And one of the ways that that happens is through volunteers, through donations, through events. Polly, talk to us about kind of those three things. People obviously need to fund your organization, right?
Absolutely.
You have a lot of donations.
Yes. Well, in order to have a situation like Anne was just talking about, it costs about between $25,000 and $30,000 roughly to put a child through the day treatment program over the course of a year. And that includes, I mean, if you break it down, if you're taking your child to daycare, that's an expense. Then you add in the occupational therapy, the speech therapy, the mental health therapy. That adds up in a hurry. So as you can imagine, there is a bit of an expense. You know, our organization, we get about half of our funding through earned revenue, and that's tied to the Medicare program, tied to the child welfare system. Mm-hmm. The remaining half of that, which is about $1.5 million, comes in through grant funding and individual support. And so absolutely, we for every, you know, as as you can imagine, the earned revenue side isn't exactly increasing.
Sure.
So it's a dollar that comes in from earned revenue. We have to raise at least a dollar on the individual side. So, yes, we love our volunteers. We have an extremely robust volunteer program. Hard to believe, but we roughly 800 to 900 volunteers.
Oh my gosh.
Come through the Children's Place every year. And that is
a lot of classroom volunteers.
Classroom volunteers, yes. Corporations. They'll bring groups out from their businesses and they'll spend a day doing a project with the kids. Or
well, I've seen like groups like the Centurions have been out there from the chamber and whatnot.
Yes.
Exactly. So you have morning, afternoon opportunities. Anyone over the age of 16 can help with this?
That's right. They do have to go through a little bit of background screening.
Yes.
And our classroom volunteers, not necessarily anybody and everybody can come in and do that, because we do ask for at least a minimum weekly commitment up to 4 months, because relationships are such a big piece of the Children's Place. So the children learn to expect that Janet's going to be here on Tuesday or Dina's going to be here on Thursday. So they're building those relationships with our volunteers. And we have volunteers who have been at the Children's Place for 25 years plus.
You mentioned you have opportunities for groups to help out, families mm-hmm. to help out. And then obviously there's all kinds of things that happen during the summertime and whatnot, and many more possibilities. Pretty much can help in so many different ways.
Exactly. Just go to our website, give us a call. We will find the right fit. You know, we are excited. We're expanding our building. We have purchased a new building, so we will be moving soon. So we are.
So
kind
now
of
I'm gonna have to like run by on the trolley trail and just I'll think of you guys every time I run by it.
Right.
I won't be there.
You'll
but
just have to expand your route. We're not going that far.
We're not going far. We're not going far.
The childrensplacekc.org is your website, and you're on Twitter at TCPKC. We have a couple minutes left. Talk to me about any big events you guys have during the year. Is there any way that people can get involved that like to do fun events?
August 22nd, Brews and Barbecue. Come out, join us. We'd love to have you. That's a fun event that's put on by our Young Ambassadors Board. Mm-hmm. You can come to that. If you can't make it next week,
at the 28 event space.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
28th Street, 1300 West 28th Street. Brews and Barbecue. Everyone likes barbecue and brews. More information on the website. You also have a pretty big gala, don't you?
Gala. It's April 4th, so mark your
2020.
Calendar.
2020.
Exactly.
And you do a golf tournament as well.
We do. We have several third-party events. And we just had a golf tournament. We partnered ASIS. We were the beneficiary of a golf tournament last year. We've got a couple that will... the Holy Open comes up in September. We have a lot of third-party organizations that will select us as the beneficiaries.
Well, keep selecting you guys.
Yes, exactly.
Place.
Keep selecting.
And Kalinda, you're going to be the head of the board here soon? Is that happening soon?
I am. January 1.
Oh, gosh. 2020. Watch out. Here we go.
They
here
said
go.
January 1, but I'm already doing some of it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you guys coming on the show today. Ann Thomas, President and CEO at the Children's Place. Polly Howard, who's the Vice President of Development and Communications at the Children's Place. Kalinda Calkins, who's the Senior Vice President of Treasury Services at BOK Financial and the incoming board chair. Thanks for your time today. Congrats on the organization, and keep up the good work with everything you do for Kansas City.
Thank you, Jason.
You've been listening to the Grill Nation Show. We'll see you again next week. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.